fans, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. The Voice of America's Swahili Service Chief, Mwamoyo Hoops Hamza, will be joining us once again to talk NBA hoops. But first, a look at Tuesday night's NBA action. The Toronto Raptors, the Oklahoma City Thunder, and the Dallas Mavericks all won at home, while the Minnesota Timberwolves were victorious on the road. In Canada, the Raptors topped the Sacramento Kings, as we hear now from the AP's John Lethierby in Toronto.
Toronto's 120-105 victory over the Kings came as both teams played without their big offensive weapons. Kawhi Leonard out of the Raptors lineup for a third straight game due to load management. De'Aaron Fox missing for Sacramento with a toe injury. Kyle Lowry and Fred VanVleet both had 19 points for Toronto to lead the offense. Lowry falling just shy of a double-double with 9 assists.
They came out and they kind of jumped us a little bit. They were like kind of fresher, but you know, as the game went on, we kind of caught our second wind and continued that pace.
Kings forward Marvin Bagley in his first career start led all scorers, a double-double, 22 points, and 11 boards.
We beat ourselves. We turned it over. No, it was honest mistakes. No, we just got to learn from it. And I think we just got to stay positive and continue to grow and move on.
The loss dropped Sacramento to the 500 mark at 24-24 in the midst of a six-game road trip. John Lethierby, Toronto.
Thanks, John. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. That win by the Raptors was their 36th of the season, the most wins in the NBA. Meanwhile, the Oklahoma City Thunder picked up their 29th victory of the season, beating the visiting Portland Trailblazers. The AP's Brian Henderson reports from Oklahoma City.
The Oklahoma City Thunder beat the Portland Trailblazers 123-114 for their third straight win. Paul George topped all scorers on the night with 36 points and 8 rebounds for the Thunder. Here's what he had to say about the win.
They made some tough shots. They do a good job of getting their guys open. We knew that, but I thought over time we did a good enough job to win this game.
Russell Westbrook added a 29-point, 14-assist, and 10-rebound triple-double for OKC. Damian Lillard led Trailblazer scorers with 34 points and 8 assists.
We turned the ball over. Over the course of the game, we just, had a lot of turnovers. But, when you're in the game and you got a chance down the stretch, you got to take care of the ball. And we didn't do that. It led to points for them.
CJ McCollum had 31 in the losing effort. The Thunder improved to 29-18 with the win. Portland falls to 29-20. Brian Henderson, Oklahoma City.
Thanks, Brian. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In two more NBA results, the Dallas Mavericks beat the visiting Los Angeles Clippers 106-98, and the Minnesota Timberwolves scored a 118-91 road victory against the Phoenix Suns. Joining us once again on the show is Mwamoyo Hoops Hamza, the VOA Swahili Service Chief. Sporty greetings, Mwamoyo.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Good to be here, as always.
Always good to have you in the studio, Mwamoyo. Let's begin kind of on a social justice front. The NBA pretty active when it comes to letting people know about social justice and things that are going on here in the United States, both positive and negative.
Yes.
This week, we celebrated the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. How did the NBA recognize Martin Luther King Jr.?
Yes, there was and this has started many years ago. I mean, the NBA is very active in the community. They want to show the community that, we're not all about playing basketball. We are engaged, activities that concern all the communities. And Monday was MLK, Martin Luther King Day. So there were all kind of, activities honoring the civil rights leader, memorabilia, which, from I Have a Dream t-shirts by the players. Some of the players had the MLK written on their shoes. And it was nice to see these young men, honoring someone who has done so much for civil rights and actually opening the door for them to be playing basketball today.
That's a good point. I mean, most of the players, all of the players in the NBA, They weren't even alive when Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated.
Absolutely. So they've just heard about him, but they respect his contribution, and this is the way of you know them showing that yes, we honor your effort. And Kyrie Irving, one of the young players also in the NBA, he addressed the crowd on Monday night in Boston, and here's what he had to say about Martin Luther King.
Tonight, to celebrate the honor, the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King. Yeah. A man who truly embodied what it means to be a leader, a visionary, and a dreamer. But I think what we most remember him for is for his stance and his action. He fought for justice, equality, and most importantly, peace for all. So on behalf of the Celtics organization, everybody here, we honor Dr. Martin Luther King today. Thank you.
So that was he was speaking on behalf of the Boston Celtics, but actually it was on behalf of all NBA players.
Nice.
Very uplifting message.
Very nice. And so we remember Martin Luther King Jr. this week here in the States, and the NBA remembering him also. Nice words there from Celtics star Kyrie Irving. Well, the hottest team in the NBA right now, no surprise, the defending champion Golden State Warriors. Talk about the Warriors, Mario.
Well, they just got better, so it's good for them, bad for everybody else. now the team is complete with Boogie, DeMarcus Cousins back in the team, you know, playing with the team now. Now they have all five stars in there, and the thing is with DeMarcus Cousins, he really doesn't have to shoulder the team. He just needs to fit in. The team is already, you know, made up of very good players. They all average over 20 points a game. So it was expected, and from what we have seen from the initial games that he has appeared, he doesn't seem to upset the rhythm of Golden State Warriors. This is everybody knows where this is going to end. Another championship for Golden State Warriors.
I can't see them being dethroned at this point, Momoyo.
It will be very difficult. I mean, well, it's a game. That's why you play it. You know, anything can happen. There is James Harden and Houston Rockets. There is, you know, Antetokounmpo, you know. But, you know, the way it looks right now, it's hard to say Golden State Warriors is going to lose this year.
We talk so much about Steph Curry and his great shooting ability, Momoyo, but Klay Thompson, what a performance this week.
Klay Thompson, he tied the NBA record by nailing his first 10 three-pointers. This is how lethal the whole Golden State team is. I mean, you cannot double-team anybody now on the team. Of all the five starters, you don't have the luxury of double-teaming anyone. You double-team Klay Thompson, Steph Curry will kill you. KD will kill you. So, and Klay has done this more than twice this season. Remember a couple of weeks back, he had like 14 three-pointers.
That's right.
And some of them, he shot 10 of them without even dribbling. It was catch and shoot.
Well, the Warriors, they've won 8 games in a row, and they're going to go after their 9th win in a row right here in Washington on Thursday night against my beloved Washington Wizards. I think the Wizards are probably the underdogs in that game. But homecoming of sorts for Kevin Durant, the Golden State star. Talk about that, Momoyo.
Yes, Kevin Durant was raised in the area, PG County, so he's coming back, and he's been, as you talked at the top of the show, about you know being engaged in economic activities. KD has opened a Kevin Durant Center, so this is an after-school facility which he will open you know officially now on this trip back in the area, and this center will allow you know, low-income, you know, kids to, you know, get help in terms of education, how to go to college and finish college and also engage in sports and all that. So it's a very, very, you know, good social justice kind of contribution from KD.
I know Wizards fans, we would love to see Kevin Durant wearing that Wizards uniform, Memorial, but realistically, do you think he would re-sign with a team other than the Warriors?
Everybody thinks he'll leave the Warriors, and there's a good chance that he could leave the Warriors after this season. But my friend, I don't think he's coming to the Wizards.
Why not?
So, fingers crossed. He could say, oh, hey, home is best. Let me go back home and see if I can get the NBA title for the Wizards, which the last time the Washington team, then the Bullets, won the title was when? 1978.
78, right. Yeah. Well, another story this week in the NBA, Momoyo. Two brothers face each other on opposing teams. Giannis Antetokounmpo, a very strong contender for this year's MVP award. He gets to see his brother at a game. Talk about that.
Yeah, Kostas Antetokounmpo, who plays now for the Dallas Mavericks. So he was suited. He didn't play, but they were on the court at the same time for the first time since Kostas joined the NBA. So it was a good sight. You know, they went on the court together and, you know, they hugged, they greeted each other. First time they were there together. And then even though Kostas didn't play, but after the game, they were seen leaving the court with their mother. So that was a very good sight for these two brothers.
Nice touch there. But I'm sure Kostas must feel some pressure, Momoyo, to follow in his brother's footsteps.
A lot of pressure, you know,
for the young
guys.
Do you think he has the talent to maybe do what his brother's doing?
To be honest, I haven't watched him that much because he hasn't played a lot of games. So, you know, he played in the D League. He played before the season started. But I haven't really seen him, you know, in a good competitive basketball NBA, you know, regular season. So I don't know. But a lot of, you know, scouts say he's pretty good.
Another young player for the Mavericks, Luka Doncic, 19 years old, from Slovenia, probably going to win the Rookie of the Year award in the NBA, but maybe not the brightest moment for Luka this week. What happened, Mamoru?
He's beginning to get into star trouble. You know, took the jersey off, tore off his jersey, and, you know, that wasn't a very good moment for him, but... I mean, he's a very young man, and you know the attention that he's getting because he plays so well and he makes a lot of contribution. So the bright lights will be on him. So this is it. This is the time when he should realize that, you know, I'm in the big leagues now, and there's a way of behaving as a star player. You know, so probably that's something that he's gonna land as the season goes.
Any other NBA storylines you following right now, Momoyo?
Well, let's do this. I mean, every week we have to talk about James Harden. I mean, this...
That's right.
There's no way you can leave him out because this week he went on... he extended his streak of 30-point games to 20 games. And he actually said he had an interview midweek and he was saying that he wants his name to be mentioned with the greats of NBA, Will Chamberlain, Michael, Kobe, even though he also admits that he has a lot of work to do. But the way he's playing this season is just out of this world.
Mm.
You know, he's just amazing, you know, putting up good numbers, playing many minutes, and, you know, carrying his team. So he's my number one contender for MVP, of course. I know you like... Giannis Antetokounmpo, but hey, you know, so the guy is playing so well, and my only concern, as I said last week, is he going to burn out, or will he be able to play at this level, you know, throughout the season, including the playoffs?
Thanks, Momoyo. That's the voice of America, Swahili Service Chief Momoyo Hoops Hamza, with some NBA hoops talk. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Just ahead, American tennis star Serena Williams is eliminated in the quarterfinals of the Australian Open. But first, these VOA programming announcements.
Hello. This is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
If you were to talk to us from the deepest better part of the bottom of your heart. Hello, I am Shaka Sali, the host of Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America. Each Wednesday night, I'll put you in touch with newsmakers and experts as they, you and I, talk about the most important social and political issues in Africa. Shaka Sali saying, I'll be waiting for your call Wednesday night on Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America.
And my Voice of America colleague, Shaka Sali, will be waiting for you later Wednesday night at 1830 UTC GMT with another edition of Straight Talk Africa. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Turning to tennis, American star Serena Williams is out of the Australian Open at the quarterfinal stage. Serena lost in three sets Wednesday to Czech opponent Karolina Pliskova. Craig Gabriel reports from Melbourne.
Serena Williams wants records for her career, one that is defying her as equaling Margaret Court's record of 24 majors. Serena's been sitting on 23 since the 2017 Australian Open. She had a chance at Wimbledon and then at the US Open, where she reached the finals only to be beaten by Angie Kerber and, in a controversial match, Naomi Osaka at the US Open. Williams should have made the semis at the Australian Open at least, but her campaign was brought to an end by Karolina Pliskova. It's incredibly rare for Williams to lose a match when leading 5-1 in the final set and holding something like four match points, but she did.
I don't think she gave up at all. Honestly, she didn't start playing until she was down match point. I think she really gave it her all at that point, so I don't think giving up was an option for her. And, you know, at that point, I'm just trying to think, okay, win some points, win this game, and then I had a couple more match points on her serve, and naturally I thought, all right, here we go, she's going to win one of these, but that clearly didn't happen, but I was just trying at that point. I think she just played lights out on match points, literally, hitting lines and just went crazy on match points. She just played unbelievable on match points.
And full credit needs to go to Pliskova, who played blistering tennis to save the day.
And then, you know, I said, like, okay, let's try to hold my serve, and then we will see what's going to happen, because she was already match point up in that 5-1 game. So a lot of things happen, I felt like, in those games, and I just felt a chance. And I think she maybe got a little bit, I don't know, for sure it was in her head. A lot of things happen. I saw a chance, and I just took it.
Pliskova will now take on Naomi Osaka. The Japanese player made short work of Elena Svitolina, 6-4, 6-1.
Today I just wanted to go in there to play like at a higher pace than I normally do. I don't normally play at this high of a pace, but I wanted to see how she would do. And yeah, just basically try to go in if she hits short. That was my game plan. And other than that, the rest was a little bit instinctive. So I was counting on my serve and my service return too.
In the men's, Novak Djokovic got the benefit of a retirement when Kei Nishikori retired, while Novak was leading 6-1, 4-1. Nishikori needed treatment on his upper leg, but things were not strong enough for him to continue. Djokovic will take on Luka Puig.
I always thought he's a great quality player. I mean, what he has done this tournament is fantastic. I mean, he has won against some top players, of course, Milos and Čorić in the last round. He struggled a little bit with consistency of his results maybe in the last 2 years, but with the quality of the tennis that he possesses, he deserves to be top 15, maybe top 10 of the world. He's got that quality and potential, no question about it.
Luka Puig beat Milos Raonic 7-6, 6-3, 6-7, 6-2. Craig Gabriel, VOA Sport, Melbourne.
Thanks, Craig. I've really been enjoying your reports from Melbourne. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. A Channel Islands air search team is looking for Cardiff City football player Emiliano Sala after his plane disappeared on Tuesday. Joining us with more details is my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. Hi, Gwen.
Hey there, Sonny. Sala was on board a single-engine aircraft traveling from Nantes, France to Cardiff in Wales ahead of his debut with Cardiff City Premier League club. On Wednesday, Guernsey Harbor Master Captain David Barker said the search continues more than 36 hours after Sala's plane went missing.
The search has recommenced this morning. We have on task at the moment a search and rescue helicopter from the UK, Air Search 1 from Channel Islands Air Search. Another fixed-wing aircraft is on the way from the UK, and the French authorities are supplying a military jet to conduct search over a wider area for us.
Captain Barker says if Sala and his pilot are in the water, he sees no chance of their survival due to its icy temperatures. However, if they are safely inside a life raft and isolated from the cold water, their chance for survival is much greater. Captain Barker says the search will continue until both men are found.
Nobody in the Joint Control Center, including myself, wants to give up. We are determined to find the two men alive. Having said that, the weather's fine at the moment, but it's forecast to deteriorate as the day goes on. Already we're seeing 4 and 5 metre waves out to the west of Alderney, which is in our search area. And because of that, we've been unable to put the lifeboat out to sea, so he's on standby in the harbour. We will run until we lose the light again today and reassess at that point.
Reports say the plane was cruising at 5,000 feet when the pilot requested to descend to a lower altitude as it passed Guernsey. Captain Barker says it was then that air traffic control lost contact.
Indeed, there was no distress call. It was simply lost from radar and from communications. So it is possible that the aircraft has diverted somewhere else, but we are continuing a search if in the unfortunate event it has actually ditched into the sea.
The pilot made no call. However, Sala sent a chilling voice message to his friends where he said, in part, "I'm so afraid," and warned the aircraft seemed to be, quote, falling to pieces. On Tuesday, thousands of Nantes supporters held a vigil for their former player. Many laid down team scarves in Sala's number 9 jersey among the hundreds of flowers and lit candles. The 28-year-old Argentine played for Nantes beginning in 2012 and scored 12 goals for the club this season. Last week, he joined Cardiff City, and fans in Cardiff laid tributes outside their stadium for a player they barely knew but had high hopes for. And as a signal that their former player is still beloved in France, the country's soccer federation postponed Nantes' French club fixture that was scheduled for Wednesday. Stay tuned to The Sunny Side of Sports, where we'll keep you updated on this story that is still developing. Sunny, back over to you.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. A Panamanian relief pitcher has become the first unanimous selection to Major League Baseball's Hall of Fame. The AP's Tim McGuire tells us more.
Not Babe Ruth, not Hank Aaron, not Cy Young. Mariano Rivera is the first unanimous selection to baseball's Hall of Fame, collecting all 425 votes from the Baseball Writers Association of America. Others making it in, starter Roy Halladay, killed in a plane crash in 2017. Edgar Martinez, a designated hitter who waited 10 years for the honor, and lefty Mike Mussina. Rivera is baseball's career saves leader with 652. He was his best in October. 42 saves over 16 postseasons, including 11 saves in the World Series. I'm Tim McGuire.
Thanks, Tim. And that wraps up the January 23rd edition of The Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Rob McLean. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's The Sunny Side of Sports.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, some Africans have concerns that Western versions of democracy are being imposed on the continent. Are democratic governments what's best for Africa? We'll discuss the issue on the next Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
What's going on? What's happening, Africa? This is Jackson Vunganyi right here in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We love to have you on board. This is Upfront on the Voice of America. Hot, hot.
Upfront is a show that explores issues
that affect your daily lives. Don't move. Don't move that dial. Get your snacks. Get your cup of tea or your cup of coffee. Put your feet up. This is Upfront. Cheers. Cheers. Clink, clink.
Yeah, now there's the youth culture that is being practiced by the youth globally.
I feel like the problem is that once the funds are sent to these developing countries, it sometimes gets in the wrong hands, and then it's the actual people that are supposed to be benefiting from these funds really never even get to see.
What does this mean for your local culture? Is it being threatened? Should your parents be worried? Let's talk. This is Upfront of the Voice of America. You can follow me on Twitter. My handle is at Upfront Africa. And remember, you can always send us an email here on the show. It's upfront@voanews.com.
Hello, Africa. This is James Barty, host of Daybreak Africa, inviting you to join me every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC as we bring you the latest in African news, features, and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our listener mail segment by sending your comments and opinions to daybreakafrica@voanews.com. You can also call us and leave us a voicemail at 202-205-9942. That's 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, press the number 25 to leave us your message. Start your day with Daybreak Africa every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC on the Voice of America.
This is Science in a Minute.
The U.S. Geological Survey says 71% of the Earth's surface is covered with water. A couple of recent studies have also suggested that there are oceans of water deep inside our planet's mantle. Scientists suggest after its formation about 4.53 billion years ago, Earth was a dry, hot, and molten planet. A heavy bombardment of water and ice-bearing asteroids and comets several million to a billion years later provided the supply of H2O we rely on today. Now, research by a team of geoscientists from Arizona State University proposes another source of Earth's water they say has been overlooked. The sun and planets were formed from a large cloud of gas and dust containing an abundant supply of hydrogen. The study suggests a combination of all that hydrogen, along with Earth's rocky materials, could be the origin of most of our planet's water. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Yes, finally, it's the weekend. Hey, everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. Do you want to really enjoy your weekend? I can help you with that. You don't even have to leave your home or spend a single cent. Just tune in to your local radio station and listen to Music Time in Africa. This Sunday introduces Nigerian Afrofusion artist
Seun Olota, and it's titled Oweri Soup.
Yes.
Song of the Week, Katika, and so much more. Katika. Don't miss it. 1505 or 20500 Universal Time. VOA. We are always glad to have our listeners throughout Africa tuning in to our newscasts, covering African news. Tune in on top of each hour, 24/7. VOA is your trusted source of news and information.